Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here today to take you on another audio journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. We will continue with Guardian Angels, Protector, Familiar, and Sympathetic Spirits, covering questions 496 to 505.
Enjoy.
Question 496. Can spirits who abandon their wards and no longer do them good, do them evil instead?
Good spirits never do evil. They leave that to those who take their place, and then you blame fate for the misfortunes that overwhelm you, whereas you yourselves are actually to blame.
Question 497. Can protector spirits leave their wards at the mercy of spirits who might harm them?
There is unity among evil spirits for neutralizing the action of the good ones. But if wards would so desire, they could restore the link to their good spirit. The good spirit may find a more willing person somewhere else to help in the meantime, while awaiting its ward to return.
Question 498. When protector spirits allow their wards to be led astray in life, is it because they are powerless to confront malevolent spirits?
It is not because they are powerless, but because they do not want to. Their wards emerge from their trials more evolved and more learned. Their protector spirits assist them with their counsels through the good thoughts they suggest, but which, unfortunately, are not always heeded. It is nothing but human weakness, carelessness, or pride that grants power to evil spirits. Their power over you comes solely from the fact that you do not offer them any resistance.
Question 499. Are protector spirits with their wards all the time? Aren't there circumstances where they may lose sight of them without abandoning them?
There are circumstances in which the presence of the protector spirit next to its ward is not necessary.
Question 500. Does a time come in which a spirit no longer needs its guardian angel?
Yes, when it reaches the level at which it can guide itself, just as the time comes in which the student no longer needs the master. But this does not happen on the earth.
Question 501. Why is the action of spirits in our lives so secretive? When they are protecting us, why don't they do so openly?
If you counted on their support all the time, you would not act by yourselves, and your spirit would not progress. In order for it to advance, it needs experience, and it must be acquired at its own expense. It must exert its own volition. Otherwise, it would be like an infant who is not allowed to walk by itself. The action of the spirits who wish you well always occurs in such a way so as not to hamper your free will. For if you did not have any responsibility, you would not progress on the path that must lead you toward God. Since they do not see who is helping them, humans rely on their own efforts. Their guides watch over them nonetheless, and from time to time warn them of danger.
Question 502. Do the protector spirits who succeed in leading their ward along the path of the good experience any good for themselves?
It is a merit that will be taken into account. Whether for their advancement or their happiness, they feel happy when they see their efforts crowned with success. It is a triumph for them, as when a mentor exalts at the success of his or her disciple.
Subquestion 502. Are they responsible if their efforts are unsuccessful?
No, because they have done all they could.
Question 503. Don't protector spirits suffer when they see their wards following an immoral path in spite of their warning? And isn't it a cause of distress for them?
They suffer from their wards' misdeeds, and they pity them. But this affliction has none of the anguish of earthly parenthood, because they know that there is a remedy for the evil, and that what is not done today will be done tomorrow.
Question 504. Could we ever know the name of our protector spirit or guardian angel?
Why do you want to know names that do not exist for you? Do you believe there are only spirits with whom you are familiar?
But how can we invoke it if we do not know its name?
Give it any name you please, that of a high-order spirit for whom you have sympathy or veneration. Your protector will answer to that name, for all good spirits are kin and mutually assist each other.
Question 505. Are protector spirits who employ well-known names always those of the actual individuals who had those names?
No, but they are spirits who are sympathetic to them and who often come at their orders. You require a name, therefore they employ one that will inspire your trust. When you cannot personally carry out a mission, you send someone whom you trust and who acts in your name.